The offense just isn't clicking outside of that 15-play drive. They really have been non-existent here tonight. And in fact, have given up points on the interception and then also the second interception, which the very next play, you know, was a direct result of a touchdown. So the offense tonight, definitely the problem here for the Lakers, the defense. The defense has been very good here tonight, but it's just, again, a field position game. Reese is winning it by far. And then it shows up on the scoreboard.
If you're Bob Saylor, you also have a few concerns in that Reese locker room as well, because the Lakers drove down the field and they were aided by a couple of, I guess you could call them dumb penalties, that, you know, one a simple offside call, the other one perhaps a face mask call, that led to the Laker drive staying alive. So there are some things to clean up on the Reese side of the ball, even though they are up by 28 there, make that 27 points.
Yeah, if there ever was a time, I mean, it might sound like a silly expression, but the score is a lot closer. I mean, the game itself is not, the score is not a good indicator, because a couple of big plays, the interception return, then another interception there. I mean, right there, that was 14 points for Reese. I mean, if the Lakers eliminate those situations there, you know, maybe the score is only 15-2 instead of 29-2. But, you know, right now for Reese, the offense hasn't really been all that spectacular. I know they've had a few nice plays, Elbers and Somerville, the running back, doing a nice job. But otherwise, that Laker defense doing a pretty solid job tonight.
It is homecoming night here at Reese. They just announced the name of the homecoming queen, and when we get that information, we'll pass it along. I missed her name, but we'll catch it next door from the guys in the PA booth, as we've been passing along scores to them. Why don't we pass along a few scores to those of you at home? Ugly, all over the Bad Axe Hatchets right now, 50-6. That was at halftime at last check. Thank you to Paul Adams for providing these updates on that Marlette Harbor Beach game. It is 24-20. Marlette with the lead. It's quite a shootout there down in Marlette. USA Ambassador, the last update we had, it was 6-6. If that has changed, we'd certainly like to know. And we also have the Cass City Redhawks leading the Cougars of Bay City All Saints 12-7. That's 12-7. Cass City with the lead over All Saints. And Jason, since we're ahead in some of the spots, why don't we just keep it rolling here and feed right into our playoff talk as they take a look at the standings. Jason, let's talk about teams right now in the Greater Thumb West. Right now, USA 4-1, Reese 5-0. Of the two teams, we know that Reese probably going to get in tonight here as they're on their way right now. They're up 29-2 here at the break over Lakers. But talk about the chances of the USA Patriots.
Well, right now, USA's chances look pretty good. I mean, they're in a tight one here tonight with Vassar. They pull that one out against Vassar. They're at home next week with Reese coming to town, playing for the Sugar Bowl. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, I don't think too many people have predicted that a chance for USA to take out Reese for that Greater Thumb West Championship. In fact, I think some teams may have picked Vassar ahead of them as well. But, you know, nonetheless, USA finds themselves in this situation here at 4-1, undefeated in league play. So they're only lost to Ubley. And, you know, you've seen what Ubley's been doing this year. They've been pretty dominant for the most part outside of a game against Sandusky earlier in the year. But USA, I like their chances. If they take care of business tonight, they have Reese coming to town next week, big rivalry game. You know, I think you're going to see a packed house there up in Patriot Field next Friday night.
And in week 8, they are back home to host the Sandusky Redskins, and then they go on the road to the East Coast to take on the Harbor Beach Pirates. So I guess you could say somewhat of a favorable schedule there.
Yeah, I like, you know, against, you know, tonight, like I said, against Vassar, it's going to be a tough one. Next week against Reese, a very tough game as well. But Sandusky has kind of come back to the pack a little bit. You know, they're, you know, a 500 ball club. The Redskins are there. And then Harbor Beach, that's kind of a game of that could be, Harbor Beach could be playing for their playoff lives there in week 9, hosting USA. And you know, with USA's schedule as well, that could also be a type of game where USA is fighting for a playoff berth. So if, you know, for the fan in me, I'd love to see both teams at 5 wins. And in week 9, we head out to Harbor Beach and we watch a nice cross-county battle between the Patriots and the Pirates. But both of those teams obviously want to get business handled ahead of time, have the 6 wins going into that night. So then they're just playing for playoff positioning as far as possible home playoff games or whether they're going to be traveling near or far come playoff time week 10.
Three other teams to look at in the Greater Thumb West: All Saints, Vassar, Cass City. All of them sitting right now at 3-2. If you had to pick one out of those three that could make a playoff run or at least get into the playoffs, who would you select?
I think I'd go with Vassar. Vassar still has I hate to use the word easy, but I don't think there's really any easy games, but still have part of their schedule left playing Bad Axe. They have Cass City as well coming up, which isn't an easy game by any stretch. And then I know they play Frankenmuth later on in the season. That's always a big rivalry game there too. So
Frankenmuth playing well of late too.
Yes, I know Frankenmuth. They've had a rough stretch. I know the past couple of seasons, but this year really playing some pretty good football. For those not familiar with the Eagle program there in Frankenmuth, but if I had to pick one, I would say Vassar. I think Bay City All Saints, they still kind of have the meat of their schedule coming up. They still have to play here at Reese yet. Right now, I guess if I had to pick one, I would take the Vulcans of Vassar.
And the Greater Thumb East, Jason, almost a mirror image of the West. You have one team and the Ugly Bearcats, 5-0, well on their way to clinching a spot. They will go to 6-0 after picking up the win tonight against Bad Axe, but you've got three teams as well at 3-2. Sandusky, Brown City, and Harbor Beach all sitting at 3-2. The Red Raiders still officially in playoff contention at 2-3, but could be mathematically eliminated with the next loss. So, of those three teams that are 3-2, Harbor Beach, Brown City, Sandusky, if you had to pick one out of those three, who would you select?
I think I'd take Harbor Beach, just because, again, Harbor Beach has a nice little home schedule coming up here to finish the season. Sandusky, Mayville, and USA all yet to come to Harbor Beach to play out there. So I would say Sandusky, that game, that would be a tough game. You know, they gave Ugly all they could handle, and then some. Mayville, I would early on, without having seen the Wildcats this year and having seen Harbor Beach, I would chalk that up as not an automatic W, but I feel pretty confident, barring any injuries or the unforeseen, Harbor Beach should take care of business there. And it just depends on what they can do tonight against Marlette. I mean, this could be the game for their season here, because if they find themselves in a position week 9 where USA and Harbor Beach both at 5 wins and need that one for the playoffs, I mean, that will be a colossal battle there, because a couple of teams that the past couple of years have kind of fallen on hard times, but have really rebounded nicely here. Coach Shelkey's got things, going in the right direction. You got to look at those losses they had against Ugly and Reese. I think those are the two premier teams in their respective conferences, but you wipe those out, and they're beating the teams they should, and they're looking pretty good doing it. So I think that bodes well for the Pirates.
Well, Jason, I think we've caught back up a little bit here in our spots, so why don't we take a break? We've got a couple minutes left here in the halftime, and then we'll come back with third quarter action. We'll also talk about the North Central Thumb League as well. A little bit of intrigue there as the playoff picture is slightly coming into focus there, but still a little bit of a mumble jumble. We'll get into that here as we take a break. 29-2, the Rockets with the lead over the Lakers. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Hi everyone, this is Heidi, and I'm Gretchen from Pardo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon. You'll be impressed with our great selection that will help you with your hobby. If you're a fan of knitting and crochet, you'll find the supplies you crave. From skeins of yarn to books and patterns, we have it at Pardo's Ben Franklin. But that's not all. No, it's not. We also carry scrapbooking supplies and arts and crafts. You can find it all at Pardo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
You live in the country and can't get high-speed internet service? Well, we have news for you. This is Brenda Hearn, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive from Huron County.
This is Tracy Schutte, Sales Executive from Sanilac County. Thumb Cellular is now offering...